This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy.
Today on our podcast, what I would like to do is to go back to the foundation of what it really means to minding our manners. I want to talk to you about man's obligation to God. And then hopefully we can follow this up with man's obligations to others and man's obligations to self. In other words, what kind of responsibility do I have to God? What kind of manners, what kind of etiquette should I have when I am with God? And how should I react when I am with others? And how should I live with myself? It is important then that we know how to live with regards to these three categories of life. And in reality, my friends, outside of our responsibility to the animal kingdom and the world itself, what other obligations would we have other than to our God, to others, and to ourselves? And that's really where manners comes in. So minding your manners today means that we need to learn in relationship to God, that we need to learn to fear God. There is a concept of reverence and respect, but all of that comes from understanding who God is. And the entirety of the Bible, my friends, is designed to introduce God to you. And so I want to encourage you that in order to fear God as you should, that you must read and study your Bibles. And so let me encourage you today to hear what Solomon says after he has lived his life and struggled with everything under the sun, and all is vanity, he says, except this one thing. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man. If you want to describe the whole of a man, Solomon does the best job. Fear God, keep his commandments. In the New Testament, we're told in Hebrews 12 and verse number 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Serving God acceptably means that we're going to serve him in reverence and godly fear. Now, let me suggest to you also that in regards to fearing God, that we must also obey him. Did you hear in Ecclesiastes? This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. See, you really don't fear God unless you demonstrate that by keeping his commandments. In 1 Samuel 15 and verse number 22, we find a king appointed by God over his own people who had misunderstood what it really meant to obey God. He thought that he could qualify himself as to be a priest, and he was a king, not a priest. And Samuel said, hath the Lord great delight in burnt offerings as and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. My friends, fearing God and keeping his commandments is the very most basic element of our lives. And you got to learn that young. Now, you could learn it when you're older, but there is a saying that it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, it's easier to teach a young dog than it is an old dog. And so, in Matthew chapter 7 in verse number 21, Jesus would say there, or let's look at Luke chapter 6 and verse number 46 first. There he says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why would you even call Jesus Lord? Notice what he says here in Matthew 7, 21 now. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, my friends, we've looked at two things this morning. or this day, we've looked at man's obligation to God in fearing God and keeping His commandments. Hopefully on the other side, I will see you again and help us to mind our manners when it comes to man's obligation to God.